If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTRadio.live. This is the Chris Smith Show on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Hey, g'day, g'day. Welcome to the program and to the Australian edition of TNT Radio. There is so much to get to. We've only got 2 hours together and we'll try and get to most of it if we can. I've got some breaking news for you that I think you will find quite, well, not amusing, but certainly ironic. You'll recall that in Queensland, a month and a half ago, the Queensland Supreme Court found it illegal for the Queensland Labor government to sack any police officer for not taking the jab during the pandemic. Well, the dominoes are falling. I can tell you, and it's breaking, Victoria Police have lost their Supreme Court case for charging and reprimanding police officers who refused the jab. Their actions quashed by the Supreme Court. And guess what? Try and find that in mainstream media this afternoon. Nowhere to be seen. It's not on Channel 9, not on Channel 7, not on the ABC, not on Channel 10, not on SBS, not in any of the news sites that I've looked at. Mainstream media don't want to know, just like they didn't want to know about the Supreme Court in Queensland doing exactly the same. Now, that is just broken, and it's worth telling you about. We are live and we are visual on just about every video streaming platform on the internet, so we appreciate your company today. This outrageous censorship of violent Australian real recording of facts is just beyond the pale. We have clearly stepped over the mark. And mainstream media in particular have gone along with the government narrative on this. They are more interested in censorship than they are in transparency. And yet the media is supposed to chase transparency. That is the aim, the mission of the media. Seek transparency. Don't seek censorship. But that is all the mainstream media has done for 48 hours and beyond. It's laughable. And I'll explain shortly how many of them, including the do-gooder politicians, are screaming for censorship of X, and they even want to trigger a worldwide ban. Who do they think they are? It's Australia. Little old Australia is going to seek a worldwide ban. Good luck. Elon Musk has lashed out at one Australian senator, Jackie Lambie. And to be honest, if you start looking at some of the commentary around the world, we have become the laughing stock of the universe. And you know what we need? It says it so explicitly to me that we need a Bill of Rights. And Craig Kelly raised this with me about 3 weeks ago. We need a Bill of Rights to reaffirm the country's determination for free speech. We need to have a long debate about the importance of free speech, because obviously Australians, and to a larger degree, many politicians, don't understand the value of fighting for free speech. Even fighting for free speech when there are negatives, when there are things to be lost, we've got to fight for free speech. And of course, this will tell us what you think today, because I'm going to put it to a vote. We do this each and every Wednesday. It's part of our For My Say surveys, which we run each and every Wednesday. Today, you can lodge your vote simply, firstly, by downloading the app. You've got to download For My Say. That's for the numeral, MYSAY. Download that app from the Apple Store or your Play Store on Android, and then you can answer this question. Would you support the introduction of an Australian Bill of Rights that would protect free speech, freedom of assembly to peacefully protest, medical bodily autonomy, and other human rights? So you'll have four options: yes, no, depending on points, or unsure. You'll have 90 minutes to lodge your vote. You can do so right this second. Just download that app if you haven't done so already. Numeral 4, MYSAY, For My Say, and you can answer the question. The poll will close at 4:30. So you've got a little under 90 minutes, and I'll close it, and then I'll give you the results of that survey just before we finish at 5 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time. I'll be speaking with communications expert Prue McSween first up about the censorship overreach, and it is overreach. This is where we fight for free speech, and we do it for very good reason. Instead of ripping down a real-life video recording of a stabbing, which highlights the issue of Islamic extremism and highlights what people say in church as well. It creates constructive debate. Despite pulling all of that down, how about tearing down the direct incitement for violent jihad instead? The kind of stuff that directly incites someone like this 16-year-old. How about doing that? How about doing your homework? I know that's the tougher job to do, e-safety commissioner. That's the tougher job. The easier job is just to say to X, get rid of that video or we'll fine you $785,000 a day. No, get your investigators. You've got plenty of money now. Get your investigators to look for the insightful material being fed to our young people in this country, which creates extremist acts like we saw last Monday night, about 9 days ago in Wakeley. And I've got to say, this is politically motivated. You don't see any of the violent videos taken down and recorded by Antifa in the United States. You don't see any of the imams who incite violence. You don't see any of those videos taken down, but you see stuff like this, a factual recording of an extremist Islamic attack. We'll also discuss the group of activist teachers who want to destroy the legend of the Anzacs by claiming that they were anti-Palestinian. Boy, any opportunity to make a point, huh? They were anti-invasion, anti-occupation, trying to stop Germany and its allies from destroying democracy in sovereign countries. That's what they were anti. Gee, I hope my kids aren't taught by activists like these. And we'll talk about where so many people go to who are working from home. Where do they go to, do you think, in the middle of the day? I think I might have an answer for you. Next hour on the program, Daily Telegraph columnist Vicky Campion will have her say on media censorship. She'll discuss the latest words of wisdom from former Prime Minister, the one and only John Howard, who is no fan of Labor's green protectionist Made in Australia jobs scheme. We may as well bring back the very inefficient and uncompetitive car industry in Australia the way this is going. Why would you create an industry that can't compete with the rest of the world unless you're really, really keen to go broke? And it is Cyber Wednesday, which means we'll have Alex run through the latest news and issues in the tech world, including the ramifications of what the Australian government is trying to do to social media networks worldwide. I've got to say, they're only going for X. And yet, as we'll show you today, you can find these videos on other social media platforms. So they've got it in for X, but not got it in for other social media networks. Dear oh dear, maybe the answer is simply to say we raise the age of entry into these social media networks. Maybe that's a simpler way, and you protect free speech as well. Now, if you'd like to have your say today, let's hear from you on our talkback lines from the United States or Canada. It's 1-888-201-6425. From the UK, 033-0024-1026. And from Australia or New Zealand, 1-800-670-310. As I said, that's just some of it. It's a busy, busy news day with plenty of reason to have your say. You're with Chris Smith. We're broadcasting live on the Global News Talk Network, TNT.
Going 360 on the headlines.
It's really well-balanced conversation.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Well, I think we are in the midst of a very sinister assault on freedom of speech. And Australia, phenomenally, is leading the charge worldwide in an attack on Elon Musk and his platform X. Australia is leading it. That's why we're being embarrassed. Now, it doesn't matter what you think of Elon Musk. It should not make any difference whatsoever what you think of Elon Musk. X is not perfect, and it still censors to some degree, but it's a world of difference from the bad old days of Twitter, and especially during the pandemic, when just about anything contentious or conservative was censored. Remember, we had medical professionals suggesting, hang on a second, be careful of these jabs. And they were seen as conspiracists. They were seen as some kind of people who need to be cancelled. They were wackos. But of course, as we know, most of what they said during the pandemic was not a conspiracy. They've been proven right, factual. So you've got to be very careful about who decides what the truth is. This time round, the attack on Elon Musk is being framed as protecting you from violent content and misinformation. How can it be misinformation if it's from a real camera filming real events? I can't work that one out. And I've got to say, if you believe that this is about protecting the public of Australia, I've got a bridge to sell you at some stage after the program. Just give me a call. All the legacy mainstream media, and they're going to get a few pokes in the eye today, and major political players are pushing the same line, an attack on Elon Musk combined with calls for censorship online. This front page headline, have a look at this. X marks the loser in the West Australian is just one example in the print media. So typical of the government bugle in the West. This Australian media assault is getting noticed worldwide. And upon viewing the West Australian front page, Professor Jay Bhattacharya, who has been on this program before, from the Stanford School of Medicine in California, made this comment. Have a listen to this. Amazing to watch the print media in Australia take the side of government censors who want to keep Australians in the dark about important events in Australia. The business of the news business, he wrote, is apparently now to censor rather than report the news. Well said. The professor is spot on, and he should know because he was a victim of censorship himself under the old Twitter. Then we have Sky News Australia, which so often is cited as, you know, some kind of free speech domain, conservative media, but is now blatantly going along with the lynch mob. There must have been an edict from the boss. And take it from me, I work there, that's how it works. This is an attack on Elon Musk because they're so shit scared of having complaints lodged within that organisation. So typical of Sky in 2024. Their lawyers, you see, have become moral censors, not legal advisors. Censors about morality and what is said on air. This was evident in yesterday's interview between Sky News anchor Kieran Gilbert and Jackie Lambie.
Elon Musk really showing contempt for the government and its approach on this issue. What's your take on the tech billionaire?
So when it comes to the tech billionaire, like I've already said, I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away.
Someone like that should be in jail. Jackie Lambie's hardline position, it's no accident. She makes it clear this is a global agenda to censor social media, and more is likely to come from the Australian Parliament very soon.
I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok and how far that they can do. We're trying to get rid of that platform as well. So I think we're all watching on the United States at the moment to see what they're doing. But seriously, if we can move, and if that means in the next sitting that we can shut him down from doing this, because this is
disgraceful. Keep the platform out?
I don't give a stuff about the platform. I'm happy to go off the platform today, to be honest with you.
See, this is why Jackie goes off at the mouth without doing her homework and quite often makes a stupid idiot of herself, really, which she's done there. The comparison between what's going on with X at the moment and TikTok, there's none. This is about Chinese influence on your personal data, which the Americans have cracked down on. As a matter of fact, they've voted in the last few hours to get rid of TikTok. That's different. It's so different to what's going on with X at the moment. Different issue entirely. Different issue entirely, but she wouldn't understand because she doesn't do her homework. Sky News not only gives Jackie Lambie a platform to get that wrong, but also to peddle her censorship. That might be something she wants to do, but it shouldn't be the job of Sky News. But they cheer her on. They favour censorship over transparency as a media group. They call themselves news media. They are just shit scared of being complained about. They are scared of being cancelled. And what happens then? They lose their place on various platforms like YouTube. And all of a sudden, they can't go to their advertisers and say, look how many hits we get. So they're off. And they don't want that to happen. So they'll make sure their hosts say the right thing. That's how it works. And the ABC and all the other major commercial media are singing the same censorship tune. What a happy, united pack they all are. When it comes to politics, we can see the influence of the World Economic Forum. Consider WEF Young Global Leader and Australian Green Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young.
You know, I think what Elon Musk would like is to continue his internet dictatorship is what he would like to continue. And the community has had enough. In fact, internet users right across the world have had enough.
Internet users across the world have not had enough. As you heard in our last news bulletin, it has become the most watched platform because of this drama. They want to see the truth. People are attracted to the truth. So they've been attracted to X in recent days. You idiot, Sarah Hanson-Young. Do your homework as well. You are an idiot. It's the Greens who have the, you know, the dictatorship gene. That's the way they run. And the so-called conservative opposition, well, they've fallen for it as well. They're into censorship. Here's Liberal leader Peter Dutton.
The Online Safety Act has significant powers in it. We passed it when we were in government, and it needs to be enforced. And if the laws are inadequate and they need to be strengthened or added to, then we would support any effort from the government.
There you go. They're on the same page as the Greens. They're on the same page as Labor. What a wonderful opposition. Peter Dutton has lost me big time. Big time, pandering to the loud left and all the critics. This is one of the reasons why we should be considering a Bill of Rights, because the, you know, the process would make Australians and our leaders focus on the importance of free speech. We don't quite get it. We're not on the same plane as Americans, who see their First Amendment as essential to the way they live. We don't see anything like that. We try and censor. Our censorship button is pressed before our transparency button. And in the case of the media in Australia, that's wrong. Now, you don't meddle with free speech. You find another way to protect kids. Maybe it's about increasing the age by which that they can join these social media platforms. That simple. And as for adults, they should be able to make their own decisions about what they see and what they don't see. Mask or cancel what happens in real life, or muzzle our free speech, and you know better than all the authoritarian regimes like China, like Russia, like North Korea. No better. And we better wake up and speak out against this censorship agenda. All of us listening, watching right now, you got to do your bit, whether it's with friends, family, local politicians, or whatever, speak up before it's too late. And as for the eSafety Commissioner, sack her tomorrow. This is TNT.
TNT's Lambert Opec.
I am always disappointed when I see civil servants, and he was a civil servant, he wasn't elected, preaching to the elected representatives of this country about what they should and shouldn't be doing. I wonder what his next job's going to be. Will it be in the Green movement or somewhere else? Fundamentally, my issue is that Chris Stark assumes that everybody agrees that there is a climate emergency. And even more strangely, he thinks it's good for the British economy for us to invest in stopping this climate emergency.
And today's news talk, TNT.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in.
They trust TNT Radio
and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, this is a hot issue, and we've got to fight for our freedom, fight for our ability to not be censored. And that includes from real life events that we need to debate, talk about, and maybe make change because of them. Very important events. Let's go to the founder and director of Verve Communications, Prue McSween. Welcome back to TNT.
Thanks, Smithy. I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, I've got to say, now we've got, you know, boots in various camps here of mainstream media associates, et cetera. And so we would naturally be careful about what we say. But when it comes to free speech, we can't afford to be careful. The Telegraph and the Australian Today reveal that the tech giants are now in the sights of ASIO and the AFP bosses. Mike Burgess addressed the press club today, calling on tech companies to give them access to prevent criminal activity. Now, I appreciate that constructive request. If we're trying to create pedophile networks online, which is apparently what is occurring, according to ASIO, well, bring it down. I don't know whether that's called censorship. I would have thought that's law enforcement. Make it happen. But as for what's occurring over this footage from Wakely and the stabbing, Elon Musk says, Prue, we have already censored the content in question for Australia, pending legal appeal, and it is stored only on servers in the USA. He flagged the social media site was preparing an appeal. He's got Brett Walker, KC, in his corner, apparently, according to news from about 30 minutes ago. I played what Senator Jackie Lambie said on Sky News, just authoritarian gibberish. Elon Musk has called Jackie Lambie an enemy of the people. I think he's right.
I agree. Look, she's got this bandwagon going. You know, she'll do anything to get publicity, and this is her latest attempt. What I'm concerned about is that we cannot trust the media we have now. They all have agendas. So unless we can see it with our own eyes, Smithy, you just can never believe, you know, look at what happened with the bishop, who, of course, now, isn't it fascinating, he has said he wants the footage to be accessible online.
Yes, I haven't told my audience that. I'm so glad that you told that my audience that breaking news. This is the bishop who was the victim, one of the victims of the stabbing. He has made a public statement in the last hour and a half saying he wants that footage to remain on social media.
And this is a man who, apart from the fact that he's been a victim of a horrendous attack, people are wondering if it is as a result of the kid being, or the alleged attacker being incited by some group. But the point is, he's a learned, thoughtful man. Mm. He wants to protect his flock and the people. He understands that this is part of the protection. We need to know what's going on. We cannot have it filtered. And who's going to decide? Who is going to tell us what you and I can watch? How dare they even, you know, what were you saying? You're calling them moral police or whatever. You know, the fact is nobody has the right to determine what we can watch and what we can't. Parents are responsible for watching what their children watch. And if these parents are abrogating that responsibility, stop wringing your hands and being all filibustery about this and start parenting and stop allowing your children access that's, you know, just unfettered. They can go for their lives.
Yeah.
Ban the phones from the bedroom. Don't let them take them into their, private spaces, if that's what you're worried about. But the biggest issue is that we cannot trust government or the associated entities to be telling us what we can and cannot see or hear and or read. And it's so important that we fight against this. This is the thin edge of the wedge. We saw it during the COVID period where we were fed bullshit, basically, about the vaccine and other things. So how can we possibly trust these people, particularly the government, the politicians we have to choose from? Their judgment is so wrong in so many areas that it has to come down to personal responsibility. Because if you took this whole scenario further, then they should be banning violent films, violent television, violent gaming products. I mean, where does it end? It is just absurd. And, you know, we've got this Inman Grant, who's, you know, a disenfranchised Twitter person. You know, I saw the footage on YouTube this morning that she wants to ban. You know, it's available in other social media channels.
Yes.
Why is she picking on X?
Correct, because she has very, very bad form. When she left Twitter, she left under very, very troubling circumstances, and she wants to get them back. And this is how to get Elon back.
That's right.
You know,
well,
$785,000 a day, and she'll get him back this way. Can I just add to this? I think what we're seeing at the moment is the playing out of the debate over the mis and disinformation bill, which is yet to be tabled, right in front of us. They are playing this out and thinking to themselves, oh, we're getting far here. Everyone seems to be agreeing with us. Both sides of the parliament. Oh, we've got the opposition on our side. We'll get this through. It is. Russell Broadbent, the Liberal former Liberal member for Monash and now an independent, he has sent me a letter that he sent to Peter Dutton, and Russell writes this: "It is with grave concern that I write to seek your urgent engagement regarding the government's proposed communications legislation amendment, Combating Misinformation and Disinformation 2023. In my decades of service to the Australian Parliament, I have never known such egregious legislation to be contemplated, let alone drafted. The legislation will essentially enable ACMA to become the Ministry of Truth. In short, it will result in heinous state-sanctioned surveillance and censorship. The legislation is an affront to our nation's way of life. It is not only an infringement of our Australian democracy, but it cuts to the very essence of our freedoms and liberty. Finally, this legislation represents the antithesis of Liberal Party values." He goes on. This out right now. If we allow this to go through and support the eSafety Commissioner and what she's doing, this bill is over the line.
Totally. And thank goodness. I mean, I was really disturbed when I heard that Dutton had actually supported this. Oh. You know, you just cannot believe that a Liberal Party is behind it and supporting it. I mean, we just have to fight against this. It's so important because our freedoms are being revoked everywhere now. Yeah. This country is really going down the toilet as far as I'm concerned. And it's a really, it's a terrifying time for us all. And we've all got to fight like hell to maintain what we have.
And to have Jackie Lambie say, "You look at the United States, we've got to follow them. They've got rid of TikTok." Oh, this has got nothing to do with this debate.
And the problem is we've seen how activists have infiltrated virtually every institution in this country and around the world. So we'll have this situation where the people who are going to tell us what we can see, watch, or consume are going to be having their say about what they believe we should be watching, etc. Exactly. You know, you cannot trust them for a second.
And as for Kieran Gilbert at Sky News, a fellow who I thought was smart, the fact that he didn't pick her up and say, "Hang on a minute, the issue about TikTok is not on the same plane or in the same classroom as this one. Why haven't you done your homework?" He didn't, and he let it go to the keeper because he's too interested in getting his censorship argument through. All right, I've got to take a break. I'll get some news and I'll come back with you, Prue, because there's plenty more to talk about right here on TNT.
The conversation continues.
You guys are awful positive today for what we're witnessing. It's that division that they want to push.
Now, TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with your TNT headlines. The war on censorship has intensified in Australia, where ex-boss Elon Musk has vowed to fight for the rights of the country's citizens. Meanwhile, the public feud has propelled X to the top of the charts to become the most downloaded news app in Australia, as more people there turn to the site for the truth. And there's anger brewing in America after a Republican was ordered to delete a video of his X account showing Democrats waving Ukrainian flags in the halls of Congress.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
On our chat box on TNTRadio.live, I've got John saying, "I thought Peter Dutton was travelling well until this." One here from Mike: "Lambie is hopeless. What a disgrace." Pelly has written, "Dutton has lost so much support by supporting this." Tom says, "Jackie Lambie is the AOC of Australian federal politics." I like that. And it goes on and on, on and on. I want to go to Glenn, who's just phoned through on our talkback lines. Glenn, I'm listening and so is Prue McSween. Go right ahead.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Prue.
Hi, Glenn.
There you go. I'm just a dumbass truck driver, but I'm shocked that you're surprised that Peter Dutton. Because if you do your homework and you take into consideration that the Great Reset, the One World Government is a reality, and then look at the history of politics in this country, both Labor and Liberal are both on board. It's the same pig with different lipstick. One will stab you in the face, and one will stab you in the back. They are all corrupt, the whole bloody lot of them. As far as these teachers, I'll make it quick because I know you've got a lot to talk about. These teachers, I listened today, well actually I was the one that raised it on Commercial Talkback today about these teachers who are going to teach our children to be ashamed of Anzac Day. Mm. Now, the commercial Talkback radio out of Sydney where John Laws works would not even run it on their hourly news bulletin.
Oh, I didn't want to upset their Palestinian listeners, maybe.
Don't know who they don't want to bloody upset, but here's the thing, wouldn't even run it. Then when I actually mentioned it, nobody cared. Nobody give a shit about what they're doing to our kids. Then in the afternoon, a commentator raised it, but they all missed the point because they went on about the issue over Palestine, blah, 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 but they missed the point. These assholes are going to be teaching our kids.
Yeah, yeah. What are they doing with activism? How about you just teach them from the textbook?
Well, I'm going to Anzac tomorrow. I'm going to cry because everything we were going to commemorate tomorrow was a total waste of time because the enemy is within and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I will not shame my grandfather's memory by sitting on my ass and doing nothing. I'm ready
Good
to
on
fight.
You. Good on you, Glenn. Thank you. Let's leave it there. Glenn is frustrated, but truly, this is what we fought for. We fought for democracy. We wanted to make sure that Germany and their allies did not take over sovereign territory, democratic sovereign territory. Mm. So those who were lost their lives in that fight would be turning in their graves if they saw what was going on at the moment in this country. I want to add this. Maybe the coalition is not so bad after all, because they're suggesting today that young people should be blocked from social media to protect them from violent content and age verification made compulsory as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese feuds with Elon Musk. There is a method in that idea that I think could be employed, but whatever we do, we've got to protect free speech as the outcome, right?
100%. Isn't it great, you know, to listen to Glenn, who's a dinker Aussie. Glenn represents what I believe mainstream Australia thinks. And, you know, the sadness and upset and anger in his voice, you can really, it resonates because we're all feeling disempowered. And so, I don't know, we are angry about the fact that we're watching our country and its values be attacked.
Yeah.
And it's accommodated by all these so-called progressives who are a cancer in this country. And we are the voiceless majority. I just hope, and Glenn's right. I mean, disappointment about Dutton. Now we hear what you've just said. So hopefully, you know, they are having a second thoughts about it. But, you know, what are we voting? Who can we vote for in this country now? Because it has to be one or the other. And if we go with bloody Albanese, you're going to get those green idiots. So you could not be tempted to vote for Albanese. And then hopefully Dutton will, you know, rethink about what he's said now because he's heading in the right direction in terms of winning people over. But he's got to maintain the rage and understand that we are all fed up.
Yeah, very true. Almost like the demolition of our values in this country. Mm. That's what it is. Let's go back to the issue that Glenn did raise, Prue. The history of Anzac Day could be taught to some students with an emphasis on an historic massacre of Palestinians confronted by the Anzac. So they basically want to dismantle the Anzac legend because it's rewriting history. As we know from the facts, this was a war that we helped out in to stop Germany and its allies taking over democratic nations and taking over democratic soil. That's why we were there. It doesn't matter what nationality they may have been. If they were part of that alliance with Germany, we were there to fight against them and protect sovereign nations.
And these teachers for Palestine and staff, you know, just shows you how idiotic and foolish and moronic they are, that they do not understand that if they were in Palestine, they couldn't be doing any protests. They couldn't be opening their mouths because they'd be terrified and they would be incarcerated or beheaded or whatever else. I mean, it's such crap and hypocrisy. And for them to turn around and, as you say, for all those ANZACs, the men and women who have fought for us over the years to maintain our freedoms and the fact that we can live this life in this country, which sadly is being diluted. I mean, it's not the country I was growing up in.
No.
But to have these people allowed in schools, they should be banned from schools. We know as parents that our children were getting brainwashed in schools, and now we have, I call them terrorists, because as far as I'm concerned, they are so extreme. They're activists who are spreading lies. They're devaluing our values. They're questioning everything. They're brainwashing our kids. Mm. They should not be allowed in those any school. And if I was a parent who had a kid in one of those schools where they were teaching, I'd get it out fast.
Yeah.
They should. It's appalling what they're doing.
On the other side of the censorship debate is, I think, reasonable law enforcement. As I mentioned with ASIO, if they think that pedophile networks are being created through some of our social media networks, get in there and out these accounts. And the same thing has occurred in the United States overnight. Arrests have begun on US campuses in relation to anti-Semitism. There is a line, isn't there, between free speech and gratuitous hatred?
Well, it's a bit too little too late. It's like what's happening in this country too. You know, we have tolerated these activist protests weekly. We've had protests happening around the world now. We've watched what's happened with alarm in the UK, everywhere. In America, on these campuses where, you know, intelligent debate is supposed to be encouraged and fostered, we have these activist students who, you know, we have had professors, Israeli professors, banned from going into the, you know, into the universities. You know, their passes have been decrypted, etc. I mean, it's just appalling. And now, of course, it's backfiring on Biden because of the Democrats were all so, you know, pro, let them go. You know, we support Palestine. Mm. And oh, while we do not like anti-Semitism, you know, poor Palestine. And now, of course, they're calling him Genocide Joe because they don't really like that he's a bit limp-wristed, as he is with everything. We have, you know, this terrible situation where kids just want to go to university and study. They've put campuses up, but it's all because the weak or the progressives who have invaded all of these institutions are tolerating it and, in fact, encouraging it.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a sickness that's around the world. And we've all got to say we've had enough. And what is this really going to mean for the Palestinians? What end is it going to have that kids, rich kids in America at one of the best universities in America, are disrupting their studies and protesting to feel self-righteous and, you know, have a bit of fun? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It is. I want to go to the talkback lines again. Siv, go right ahead. Prue and I are listening.
Yes, g'day, Chris and Prue. Look, I want to know who's actually funding the Palestinian protests here in Australia, because from some of the stuff I've read in the States, there's a collection of lefty socialist Marxist activists among some of the people who are funding that lot over there. So I wonder who's funding this lot down here and to what extent that's going on in this country.
Well, it's a rhetoric question because we don't know for sure, but you could imagine it would be the socialist left, there are various organisations associated with that, including the union movement. The union movement are very, very keen on supporting the Palestinians, and that's fine. You're allowed to do that. This is all part of free speech. But don't tell your protesters to stand at the foot of the Opera House and start saying we should gas all Jews.
Mm. Well, there is that, and don't be supporting Hamas in the process. I mean, aren't they a prescribed terrorist group?
Yes.
That's what I found. That's what I know it to be. That's what I know it to be in this country. So are these people necessarily protesting in favour of Palestine, or are they protesting in favour of Hamas?
Well, it's almost one and the same, Sib.
Feels it to me. Feels it to me. So, I mean, I think that whole funding question is worth asking, because if these people are supporting that, then they may as well be supporting the terrorist group, and I don't think that should be tolerated if we're going to stand up for ourselves in this country. If we're
it's
ever
a very,
going to
very,
stand
very
up
fine line, isn't it? It's hard to work out. Siv, I've got to leave it there. I want to go to Dan, who's on the line as well, from New South Wales. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Chris. I heard you talking about Peter Dutton and his back in the East Safety Commissioner.
Yeah.
I think Dutton has to go. I think this is either the end of Peter Dutton or the end of the Liberal Party. And I've never seen so much anger online. It's just looking at his videos. His interview on Insiders on the weekend was just appalling. And if you look on the comments online, there's people saying, lifelong Liberal voter, I'm done.
Yeah, they've turned on him big time, especially online, which is hard to gauge how widespread it is. But my gut feel from doing this for far too many years tells me it's widespread, and he stepped over the line big time in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, and how's he going to walk this back? The party has to walk it back, but he has to go. That's my opinion. I think he's finished himself. And if they don't turn this around, if they go to the next election back in the East Safety Commission and banning Twitter, they're done. Yeah. And everyone's going to be voting for One Nation. And I think they are anyway, Chris. But anyway,
it's something straight out of the Socialist Action Alliance. That's what it is. Thank you, mate. Much appreciated, Dan. It's a big call to say something like that he has to go. Prue, I think he deserves a little bit more of a chance as we lead up to the next federal election, but this is just an own goal.
Yeah, it is an own goal. And he normally, I think, has a litmus test. You know, he seems to understand what mainstream Liberal voters want. Well, the fact that he's doing nuclear, etc., his narrative's very different. But in this case, his antenna was wrong. And look, you look at Albanese, whose antenna's wrong virtually every day. So I don't think we can necessarily, you know, dance on Dutton's grave just yet. But he really needs to correct this. They've started it with what you read out just before, that they've modified what was said. And I think they need to, you know, double down and make sure he really clarifies what he meant and change what he meant if it's what we think he meant.
Yeah, I think some in the Liberal Party have realised the error of supporting censorship and have decided to try and water it down. You're right there. I've got to take a break. Straight after the break, we're going to keep with Prue, but I want to also tell you what police have done in the last several hours in reference to that stabbing at Wakeley in that Christian church. We'll do that right after a break on TNT.
JDRF's vision is to create a world without type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes community is at the heart of everything JDRF does. We were founded by the type 1 diabetes community. In the main, we are governed by the type 1 diabetes community, we're energised by the type 1 community, and we're accountable to the type 1 diabetes community. It's on their behalf that we exist, and it's on their behalf that we must succeed. JDRF exists to rid the world of type 1 diabetes. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do. So for us, that means rallying all the resources and all the people and all the organisations required to make that a reality as quickly as possible. The world's best researchers, exciting innovative companies, and the passion of the type 1 diabetes community, then delivered through the health system so lives get better every day, day after day, until the day we find a cure. To everybody in the type 1 diabetes community, no matter your age or stage with the disease, whether you were diagnosed recently or a long time ago, we need you to know that we are here working on your behalf to deliver a world without type 1 diabetes as quickly as we can. Thank you to everybody who's supported JDRF in so many ways. You are making our vision of a world without type 1 diabetes possible.
Need a ride?
Yeah!
Driving with kids is a big responsibility.
Hop in and buckle up!
So don't sweat the small stuff.
You got paint all over our paper!
Get the big stuff right instead.
What does that mean?
Like making sure your kids are in the correct car seat and buckled up for safer travel.
That deserves a wiggly wiggly wig!
To make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Beep, beep. Yeah!
You're with Chris Smith on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
We'll get back to Prue McSween in just a second, but this is a story from the Sydney Morning Herald as posted 30 minutes ago. Counter-terrorism police have raided multiple addresses across Sydney on Wednesday after the stabbing of a religious leader in Wakeley last week. The large-scale police operation saw dozens of officers swoop on homes and arrest several people. Police sources not authorised to speak publicly said, as of 3 p.m., the raids were still ongoing. This is obviously D-Day for this police task force. Get hold of these characters and get hold of them right now. New South Wales Police said in an official statement there was no threat to public safety. The counter-terrorism team in Sydney is executing search warrants today as part of an ongoing investigation. There is no current threat to public safety and no connection to Anzac Day commemorations. More information will be provided later today. So that's what we know. But we do know that the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, ASIO, is involved, as is the New South Wales Crime Commission. Well, the Australian Financial Review, Prue McSween, is reporting that the Albanese government has doled out $331 million, just chicken feed, really, to some of Australia's richest firms, including Rio Tinto, Wesfarmers, Swiss giant Glencore, and rich-listed Dick Honan's Manildra Group, to reduce emissions. This is all about net zero fakery, huh?
Totally, Smithy. This is obscene. Look, they're all on the bandwagon. You know, this is a gravy train. Stick your hand out. It's, you know, bailing out Buffoon Bowen, who clearly is now understanding that he's got himself into a real corner. And, you know, he's going to just dole out all our money. Just imagine what we could be doing with all this, these subsidies. And he's going to save his backside, basically. Let's just be frank about it. And, you know, if these companies really were interested in doing this, they would be doing it. They would know that they could be making huge profits.
They would be doing it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this is how companies work. And you've got all of them, you know, Twiggy Forest, Cannon Brooks, Westfarm. I mean, all these huge companies, BHP, why are we, they make millions and millions or billions of dollars profit. Why is the taxpayer, why are you, why is Glenn, why am I paying for these people to make more profit to save Bowen's ass?
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And in addition to saving his backside, to make sure that our energy prices continue to go up, you know, the wazoo. You know, we are mugs. We got conned by Albanese. We bought the climate change crap that's fed to us daily through every news medium. And you just have to look at the statistics overseas where there was a chart that came out. And, you know, we and the European Union are the countries that are paying the most for our energy by hundreds of percent more. And everywhere else that's got nuclear or hydro and very little renewables are paying poop, absolute poop. Yeah. And we are just being conned by Bowen, by Albanese. You know, that alone should just really kick that government out, you know, if nothing else, because the impact of energy prices and energy vulnerability when it comes to national security is so great and it impacts and filters through the whole of the economy. Everything. We're looking at companies going broke, companies that are manufacturers who supposedly, you know, we're supposed to be supporting manufacturing and promoting it. Isn't that what lying Albanese thinks? Well, you know, he's standing by and watching all these companies, a sugar mill that's hundreds of years old, that's 600 jobs are going in Queensland. You know, that Qenos, that another hundreds of jobs gone there. We are just watching more and more insolvent companies that have to stop because of the price of energy. We're seeing it in households.
Yeah,
and it's because of Bowen's delusion. But Santa Bowen, meanwhile, is handing out all these bickies, our money, to all these billionaire companies. It's obscene.
It's a disgrace. Chimp Watch on our chat box on tntradio.live writes, I agree with Prue McSween. Dutton was on the edge of becoming an opposition leader Australians were warming to, but I think he has made a strategic mistake. Talking about making a strategic mistake, WADA. Going back to the Tokyo Games, we had all of those Chinese swimmers testing positive. They weren't provisionally suspended like Shayna Jack was in Tokyo. They were able to compete. They won their gold medals, and they basically took gold medals off Australian swimmers. Unfair.
This is the treatment that China gets everywhere. Yep. Everyone's tiptoeing around China. Now, we don't know if it's the case, and I'm not suggesting anybody at WADA has taken money or anything. What I'm saying is that the influence and the amazing tentacles that China seems to have, they must be very charming when they have these private meetings with organisations and countries because, you know, everybody goes soft on them. China has been given a free kick at the Olympics, and we know that. Everyone in the world knows this. And, you know, the fact that, 23 of them, give me a break.
Yeah, and all those samples were contaminated. Of course they were, Prue.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, it's just laughable. And the sad thing is the Olympics were supposed to be something. You know, we're seeing it every weekend in the footy matches where now men are playing in women's games. You know, it's just, where do we go for wholesome sport anymore? We can't really believe anything that's
too happening. Much contamination in big time sport. Now, last one, is working from home benefiting employers or giving workers a little bit more leisure time? Because there are now statistics that show golf driving ranges are more popular than ever before during weekdays during normal hours. Now, is that got any link with working from home, Prue, do you think?
Well, gee, Smithy, aren't you a cynic? Of course it does. I mean, it's just absolutely right. But, you know, this is what worries me. Look, we've always talked about, you know, work-life balance, and that's a good thing to have. But productivity, I'm telling you, it must be going down the toilet. So we have people working from home who, you know, are trying to pretend that they're doing the job. And then you've got Tony Burke, who's bringing in all this IR stuff where there's no productivity link to any of the concessions he's negotiated. I mean, who'd want to be running a business anymore? You've got all the forces against you. It's nice to have a work-life balance. Good on the golfers. I hope they're doing really well with their handicaps. But in the end, you know, how do you mask it when, you know, the boss is on the phone and you're pretending you're in your home office?
Four.
And someone's yelling out, four. Exactly. I mean, I know. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, great to have you on for an extended time today because there's so much to get stuck into. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Smithy. Have a good one.
Good on you. Prue McSween from Verve Communications always tells it like it is. And at the end of the day, we've got to fight tooth and nail for free speech in this country because obviously our leaders don't understand the benefit associated with it. Now, as I said, I've got another opportunity for you to vote today in our For My Say survey. That's numeral 4, MYSAY. Download the app on Apple or Play Store. Once you download it, you'll see a question. The question will be, would you support the introduction of an Australian Bill of Rights that would protect free speech, freedom of assembly to peacefully protest, medical bodily autonomy, and other human rights? That is our Bill of Rights question today. You've got your four possible answers. You've got about 30 minutes to be part of the vote, and then we'll shut it off at about 4:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time, and I'll give you the answers. We'll find out exactly how you voted and whether you support a Bill of Rights just before I sign off at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So go to For My Say, numeral 4, MYSAY, and voting is underway. Just in terms of some other news that you may not have caught up with, inflation. This is all important if you're worried about your mortgage or worried about your savings account. Inflation has fallen to 3.6% in the year to March, but decades-high increases in education, rental and insurance costs have helped keep it above the Reserve Bank's target range of 2 to 3%. While the annual rate of inflation continues to ease, which is good news, in the first 3 months of the year, inflation rose by 1%, higher than the 0.6% in the last 3 months of 2023. Now, what that means for interest rates, well, it depends who you ask, but they're sort of saying maybe they'll just sit where they are, because although there's been an easing over the 12 months, it's still above the target rate that has been suggested by the Reserve Bank of Australia. So not so good news out of the economy, but then again, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. A lot of people are looking for a little bit of respite when it comes to interest rates. And very quickly, bull points to West Australian Liberal leader Libby Metem. Libby wants a ban on medications, commonly known as puberty blockers, for young children with gender dysphoria. The only real major party politician in the country that has come out and said what every one of them should be saying, which is the end of puberty blockers. The UK is doing it. The Europeans have done it. The United States should do it, and so should Australia. Well done to Libby Metem. Maybe she's the only sensible politician in all the country. We'll take a break. Get you some news and come back. Plenty more to come, including our cyber segment with Alex Zaharoff-Royd. This is Chris Smith on TNT.